right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. And I must apologize, during the break, I just read a little scolding, a little hand slapping by my board operator. It says it's Duterte, not Duarte. Okay, I'm sorry about that, folks. Duarte sounded better, but it's Duterte. Duterte. Okay. Anyway, now for the next for this segment, I want you to pay close attention because Ammon Bundy has given a message to the American people, and it's very important that you listen to this, folks. And when I heard him talk about this today, I was reminded me of other people who have gone, Irwin Schiff, Edna Lane Brown, and so forth. But I want you to listen real close because at the end of this, I'm going to sum this up. I'm not going to tell you how. But anyway, Mike, go ahead and start with Ammon Bundy.
My dear friends, there's much to be thankful for. Above all, right now, I would like to thank you for your love towards myself and my family. All your support, your letters, your prayers, it is such a great strength to us. So many men and women in these prisons are forgotten about and spend years without a care from anyone on the outside. Many unjustly held, but they have no voice, no rally call, no one to say that what is happening to them is not right. They live their lives thinking that no one cares, and they are all alone. I thank you for not letting us be forgotten, for uniting to protect and bring awareness to all that is happening to us. My words today are for the forgotten, for those who have had to live with this unjust system, this wicked system without hope from any chance of correction, for those that are innocent, and for those that know that they have done wrong but are not being allowed to make it right, for those that stole a dollar and are being punished like a bank robber. My voice is for the many wives, husbands, children, and loved ones that have had their love ripped from them, and their lives turned upside down. Those that have experienced the wrath of this system and know that it is anything but just. These words are for you. And I know your pain. My family and friends know your pain. We see it now and must consider things that we have not considered before. Here in the hole is very isolated. I have not been out for many days. They will not authorize any call to Lisa and my children, or make any calls to any of those who support me. Only calls to my attorney are allowed. No matter how much those connected in law enforcement try to convince me otherwise, it is clear that this system and what these people are doing is wicked. To treat people this way is not right, and each person makes their own choices. Each person chooses to work where they work, act the way they act, and say what they say. Of course, the uppers in power will also be accountable. Each person makes individual decisions, and each will be held to those decisions. You, I, and them. Each of us own ourselves, and each of us own our decisions. Never have I harbored any hate for anyone. I do not intend to begin, and hope that all listening will do the same. This message is not about hate or revenge. It is about light. Casting the light on the darkness. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. The wickedness in here is deep and needs the light. I know our Heavenly Father did not send His children to this beautiful earth to be chained and caged by other men. This system is very, very wicked. I feel it very strong each time I see the inequality of the guards towards the other men and women held in here. Each time I see a young man, an old man, or anyone in between chained up and led around like a monster, it is so very, very wrong. God is not happy with this. He will vex this nation for it if we do not change this wicked thing. He did not send us here to do harm to each other. I cannot express to you enough of how sure I am of the Lord's unhappiness with treating each other this way. It is so very unnatural. So very many families torn apart. So very many lives hindered. Yes, some recover. But for most, prison is the worst thing that could be done for them. By the time they get out, they are either broken or hardened. Very few people are changed in the right way. How could they be when the system, the law, does not allow them to repent? In fact, the law, makes it illegal and almost impossible for them to truly become whole from their mistakes. This is the reason why there are so many reoffenders. To incarcerate a man only demoralizes him, and he will react in resentment, either quietly or openly. Incarceration is not rehabilitation, and it is not correction. To correct, one must be able to do all he can to make his wrongs right. He must restore his victim the damages. Through the process of restitution, the perpetrator will learn the damages caused by his actions. He will learn what the victim felt by his actions, and also learn how hard it is to earn what the victim lost. Through restitution, the perpetrator has the best chance of acknowledging the wrong in his actions, the greatest opportunity to learn how his actions affect others, and the ability to correct the wrong as right as he can, and then being motivated to do it no more. By locking him up for many years or decades, it stops this process. It actually makes it impossible for rehabilitation, correction, and repentance to occur, not to mention all the other damaging effects it has on the soul and body. Surely we do not believe that by forcing someone into a cage for years while treating him like an animal, he will then have the desire to change for the better. One cannot force another to be good. The changing of a heart can only be done from within. The individual must choose to change themselves. No power or influence can or ought to be maintained to force a change of heart. Only by a sincere effort to persuade, by long suffering, by kindness and pure knowledge, without hypocrisy and without guile, reproving with clarity, and then showing an increase of love towards him. Through this process, the person will see that those trying to correct are not his enemies. And then he may choose to change his own heart. No system of incarceration will effectively foster a change of heart. A system of restitution based upon Christian principles will. Did you know that the Bureau of Prisons was not established until 1930? What did we do for the first 160 years? In the beginning, we did what the Bible teaches us to do. We did not imprison millions of people for years. No, we did not. We had speedy trials, and those convicted were required to restore damages to the victim. The death penalty was not feared to be used on those who committed heinous offenses, and the jury gave the final word. So why have we turned our backs on the principles of the Bible? Why are we now incarcerating more than three times the amount that China incarcerates? There is one reason and one reason only. Our penal system of incarceration is very, very lucrative. It creates lots of jobs and lots of power and wealth to the few and the select. The American people in general have lost their faith and courage and will almost do anything. The American people in general have lost their faith and courage and will almost believe anything or pay any amount when it comes to safety. It has been an easy sell. Those that benefit from the billions spent on arresting, trying, and incarcerating their fellow man keep telling the public that we need more money to keep you safe. Society is getting worse and worse. We have to arrest and punish more and more. When in reality, systems of incarceration never work to better society, and they never have. This system is not designed to succeed. It is not designed to keep the public safe, only to rob them. And in return, creates the very problem the people pay so dearly to eliminate. My friends, it may seem that I am upset in articulating these matters in this way. Well, I am. Of course not at you, but at the wickedness of a person and people that would choose gain over the welfare of their fellow man and over the welfare of their country. This is why I will not excuse each person that has chosen to be part of it. How could they make their life ambition, knowing that something is so wrong, that it does not work? How could they be silent and not push to correct, to make aware, to truly serve and protect their brothers and sisters? Whenever I ask these questions to those working in the system, the response always comes down to this. I do not want to lose my job. I know the system is broken, but I have a mortgage to pay. To take liberty from your brother for money and to not disclose the lie to people footing the bill is wickedness. How could it be anything else? When I see a man who has not held or laid eyes on his wife and children for years, be escorted in chains by other men to a little room with a video monitor, knowing that his wife and children are on the other side of the wall, but he cannot be with them, hold them, or kiss them. When I see his captors acting like this is normal, just a job, even as if they are being benevolent, it makes me want to shake them, to wake them up, to shout, "Can't you see what you're doing to your fellow man?" When I think of the motive, when I think of that man and his loved ones and their pain, when I think of the victim who will never get paid back, but the officers, the prosecutor, the judge, the jailer, and all of them who have continued to gain so much from his incarceration. When I contemplate these things, it brings me to sorrow. It is so wicked. Most of these men in here should not be here. They should be home with their families and loved ones. If convicted of a true crime, then working out the damages they have caused another person. The law should require and administrate the restitution process. And once the victim is restored damages, then Bull should be free to live and move on. Probation and tagging someone as a felon for life, causing him to literally be a third-class citizen in his own country, has proven to be counterproductive and is wicked as well. Imagine any time you get pulled over for a simple traffic violation, you are forcefully met with multiple amped-up officers pointing guns at you and your family's faces. Or imagine trying to provide for your family, to get a job with a felony record, or trying to defend and protect your family with a butter knife. And if you're seen with it, officers will shoot you on the spot. Did you know that if you are a person with a felony on your record, you can't legally wear a protective vest? It is true. If a person with a felony on the record is caught wearing a protective vest, he faces years in prison, the same as possessing a gun. A person with a felony on their record is stripped of their right to protect and defend themselves and their families. And they have to live this way the rest of their lives. And they cannot even vote to change it. Think about that. Think about this. If a person with a felony on his record knew that if he kept clean for a period of time, like 5 years or so, and then could have his record cleared, wouldn't that motivate him to do good? Of course it would. But to keep him down, tagging him as a lifetime criminal, never freeing him, causes him to lose hope of a better life. What about our Christian values? What about the doctrine to go in peace and sin no more? It is wicked for our society to never forgive. It is wicked to never allow a person to be free from his mistakes. This type of wickedness always comes back upon the people, just like it is coming back upon us now. My friends, I do not say these things in ignorance. I am living on the inside. Most of these men and women in here are not what we have been led to believe. We, the taxpayers, are being exploited by a system of incarceration that is a complete failure, and our liberties because of it are being threatened. Let me throw a few statistics at you, calculated from the New York Times Almanac of Record. In the United States, 5 out of every 100 people will be arrested today. 1 out of every 404 U.S. residents are behind bars. 1 out of every 32 adults are under correctional supervision. 68% of those who have gone to prison are rearrested in 3 years. 52% are back in prison within 3 years. It costs an average of $70 per day to incarcerate a person in the United States. U.S. taxpayers paid out $65 billion for adult prison facilities in 2005. The cost of prisons in the U.S. has increased over 1,400% since 1980. Operating costs surged from $3.1 billion in 1980 to $31.4 billion in 2000. A citizen in communist China is 12 times less likely to go to prison than a citizen of the United States. Imagine having a business where if you wanted to increase your income, all you had to do is tell your security guards to go drag people off the streets and force them to be your inventory. Then imagine doing this at a rate of 1,400% increase in just a few years. I have been involved in a few good businesses over the past several years, but nothing with returns such as these. It is beginning to make sense to me why Civic Corps of America, this very prison for profit, counts their prisoners every other hour. If inventory gets a little low, all they have to do is make a call to the U.S. Marshals, and the judges will send a fully loaded bus of men and women in chains. My friends, this is the very opposite of freedom. A man in America has a 1 in 10 chance of going to prison in his lifetime. My father, brothers, friends, and myself are those men. We have hurt nobody, threatened no one. We did not lie, steal, cheat, or abuse. We have no victims. We have only led lives of peace and have tried to love and help our fellow man and serve God. Yet here we sit. We have not held our wives or babies in a year and a half. My 4-year-old is now 6. My 9-year-old is now 11. My 10-year-old is 12. And my baby, who only knows me as a voice over the phone, is now 2. We have missed nearly all of our children's birthdays twice. For 488 days, most of us have waited trial and still have no set date in sight. I have heard it said that our trial will cost upwards to $100 million. My friends, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
My friends, this is not about punishing people for doing something wrong. It is certainly not about correction or rehabilitation. This system is a powerful bureaucratic jobs program designed to funnel billions of taxpayers' hard-earned money into the pockets of government employees, such as the judges, prosecutors, jailers, officers, the marshals, the FBI, and so on. Safety is the promise, people are the excuse, crime is the result, and bureaucrats are the benefactor. This system is disguised as a necessity for peace and safety, when in reality, it is one of the primary causes for increased crime in America and continues to plummet us into extreme debt. Incarceration is not the solution for crime and correction. It never has been and never will be. The heads of these government agencies understand this. But to change it is too painful for them, and they simply have no motive to diminish their power, influence, or income. None the same. The solution, as proven in history and justified by time and nature, is still the same. It is a penal system based upon Christian principles of restitution to the victim. I will finish now by reading God's law and how he has instructed us how to administrate law. Please listen closely as I read in Exodus. I am the Lord thy God, which brought you out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not want your neighbor's house or anything that is your neighbor's. He that smiteth a man so that he die shall be surely put to death. If a man be found stealing any of his brethren and make merchandise of him or sell him, then that thief shall die, and thou shalt put evil away from among you. If one man smite another with a stone or with his fist and he die not, but keepeth in his bed, then shall he that smote him pay for the loss of his time and shall cause him to be thoroughly healed. If a man steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep. breaking in, he should make full restitution. And if he have nothing, then he shall be put into servitude for his theft. If the theft be certainly found in his hand, he shall restore double. If a man cause his beast to eat another man's field or vineyard, then the best of his own field or vineyard shall make restitution. If a fire break out and catch in another man's property, he that kindled the fire shall surely make restitution. For all manner of trespass, or for any manner of lost thing, which another challenges to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judge, and whom the judge shall condemn, he shall pay double unto his neighbor. My friends, the majesty of God's law is a system of restitution, not incarceration. The best way is God's way. Thank you, and Evan Bundy.
488 days, folks. Ammon Bundy, his father, his brother, his friends, all incarcerated. And let us not leave out the ambush and assassination of his other friend, Levon Finicum, of whom was the name of the hotel, or he was registered in the hotel room that Tom Lacovara was staying in, that happened to have a gun in the drawer, which is why Tom Lacovara is sitting in jail in Eugene, Oregon right now over trumped up nothing charges. These men have not lied. They haven't stolen anything. They haven't killed anybody. They haven't raped anybody. They haven't cheated anybody. They haven't abused anyone. The only thing they did was they took a stand for their own land. And they're sitting in jail for 488 days thus far with no end in sight to it. And the profiteers for this, the judges, the prosecutor, the jailer, the officers, the marshals, all of these people are making money on this. What kind of justice is this? What kind of justice is it when a judge throws out a case against a known criminal like Hillary Clinton, doesn't even let it go to the jury for discussion? What kind of a system do we live in that is permeated by 70 to 80% of these infested cockroaches? Now, I wanted you to listen close to this because these people that are in there that have done nothing wrong, as we all know, the veteran listeners out there, we all know they're nothing but honorable, integral patriots. That's all they are. Okay? And what's happening overseas? There is a the chief of police, the Metropolitan Police Chief, that was oversaw the bombings on 7/7 over in London. He has come out and now calls for what he calls extremists to be locked up in internment camps, as he says that MI5 and police cannot keep track of 3,000 terror suspects. Now, I want to emphasize terror suspects, and I want you to remember that word, folks. Now, because I'm going to bring it back to home here in a minute. But this controversial call came from Tariq Ghafoor, a Muslim former police chief, and he warns that there are too many extremists in the UK for police and MI15 officers to monitor. Well, number one, who are these, you know, extremists? Who are these so-called terrorists? And how do you know who they are? And who was funneling them in to begin with the march that came in there? It was all by design. Mr. Ghafoor proposes special centers to be set up to detain these extremists. Prison camps, folks, okay? He was the assistant commissioner at Scotland Yard when the 7/7 bombings took place. Now, why do I say this? Well, let me take you on another trip down memory lane here, folks, okay? Just before Donald Trump took office, actually just before the departure of Barack Obama, as a parting gift to the incoming president, President Trump, Barack Obama approved information sharing rules which gave 16 federal agencies access to unminimized NSA collections, a whole list of agencies involved in the information sharing can be found at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence website. The two independent agencies, Office of the Director of National Intelligence and the Central Intelligence Agency, there's that three-letter word again, 8 Department of Defense elements, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA, the National Security Agency, the NSA, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, the NGA, the National Reconnaissance Office, the NRO, and intelligence elements of the 4 DOD services, the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Air Force, and 7 elements of other departments and agencies, the Department of Energy Office, of Intelligence and Counterintelligence, the Department of Homeland Security and Analysis, the Coast Guard Intelligence, the Department of Justice Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Drug Enforcement Agency's Office of National Security Intelligence, the Department of State's Bureau of Intelligence and Research, and the Department of Treasury's Office of Intelligence and Analysis. Yes, the collected communications can be masked to protect the identities of U.S. persons, but that call is made, as we've already seen with Susan Rice's BS going on right now, on a case-by-case basis by the NSA, and there are several government officials with the power to demand unminimized access. This just isn't enough sharing, apparently, because Patrick Eddington of Cato reports a new bill is being quickly and quietly pushed through the House to expand this sharing to several more federal agencies. Now, why am I telling you all this? All right? I'm going to get there in just a few minutes. Bear with me, folks. On April 26th, Representative John Katko, the Improving Fusion Center's Access of Information Act, a bill that he submitted, is designed to plug any information gaps in state fusion centers by modifying the Homeland Security Act of 2002 to require DHS to identify databases and data sets used. Now, the DHS is already on the list. Info. Some notable three-letter agencies on that list include CBP, ICE, and TSA. Oh, TSA at the airport now. I'm going to get into that in just a few minutes. Okay, I'm sorry. The DHS is already on the list of agencies with access to NSA collections. The bill would allow it to give underlying agencies access to the same info. Some notable three-letter agencies on that list include CBP, ICE, and TSA. Oh, TSA. Now when you go to the airport, and I'm going to tell you what they're looking for here in just a few minutes, so hold on to your hats, folks. While the NSA's collections are supposed to serve a national security purpose, the FBI uses its access for standard criminal investigation, and so there's no reason to believe that these agencies won't do the same. But the bill has friends everywhere in the House. The bill was passed only after 40 minutes of debate, thanks to a suspension of normal voting rules, and the normal concerns for national security were voiced. But nothing was said of the NSA collection's routine use in routine domestic criminal investigations. The Congress considered expanded information sharing with domestic security agencies non-controversial. Is an indication of the majority's view of the Privacy Security Balancing Act. We'll be back on the other side, folks. It's going to get even better, if you can believe that. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I'm going to go through this real quick. Eddington quotes a 2012 report from the Senate Homeland Security Committee, which found DHS fusion centers to be expensive, useless, and a harm to the public. This is where the NSA's collection will ultimately end up, in the hands of DHS branch offices that do little more than repeatedly screw up. Only now they'll be able to do significantly more harm to Americans' civil liberties. Add to that the routine cluster screw that is the CBP, ICE, and TSA, and you have a recipe for massive Fourth Amendment violations under the pretense of national security. Now, but here's where it gets even more scary, folks, okay, and that is the Bundys, Ammon, his brother Ryan, his father, his friends, Lavoy Finicum that was ambushed in January last year, I believe it was January of last year, okay. These folks have not killed anybody. They haven't lied to anybody. They haven't raped anybody. They haven't shot anybody. They haven't done anything to anybody. Okay? Who's the terrorist? Well, here's the scary part. All right? Let's go with the TSA first. Here's my point with over in Europe. They're calling these refugees and immigrants that have come in there. Now they're calling them extremists, and they're going to lock them in a prison camp. Okay? That's the suggestion of that police chief. Well, who do they deem the terrorists over here? Let's take a look. TSA, you might be a terrorist if you are observed by TSA, and I'm talking about going into the airport, which they have expanded into bus and train stations now as well, but you might be a terrorist if you're doing any of these things. Exaggerated yawning. How many people are in an airport that are waiting on a plane that have been there for so long and they're yawning, okay? They work on a point system here. excessive complaints about the screening process. How many people complain about the screening process and groping your private parts? You ever complained about that? You better not complain or you could be a terrorist, folks. Excessive throat clearing. If you've got a problem and a cough or you have a cold or something like that, they're going to eye you and they've got a little pad down there. They're going to start, you know, tacking points on there that you could be a terrorist. How about widely opening, open staring eyes? Maybe you just woke up. Maybe you had too much coffee. I don't know. All right. But this is all a point system that these people are looking for and they're trained to find it. Wearing improper attire for the locale. Well, gee, let me think about that for a minute. If it's the middle of winter and you're flying from Arizona to New York and it's 70 degrees in Arizona and it's 20 below zero in New York, I might be a little bit lightly dressed or vice versa. I might show up in Phoenix with an overcoat. Point system, he might be a terrorist. How stupid is this? Whistling as you approach the screening arena. Don't you dare whistle, folks. You whistle and you're on a point system. Or if you're walking up there, you better smile at that guy standing behind that podium and say, hi, how you doing? Because if you're gazing down, that's another point system. I don't know how many points because they don't tell me that. How about exaggerated or repetitive grooming gestures? How many women keep throwing their hair back out of their eyes? Okay, that's a point system as well. Or don't you dare, if you've got a beard, you better not shave it off, because if you've got a pale face from a recent shaving on your beard, you got a point system there. You could be a terrorist. Or don't walk up there rubbing or wringing your hands, because you might be a terrorist. Now, that's just a number of examples. I'm not going to go through them all, because it'd take a whole show. But it's a point system. They give points for any of these gestures. You hit their threshold, and you're pulled aside, questioned, and possibly arrested. Now, the FBI, that's just the TSA. The FBI has published 25 pamphlets and distributed them to people who work in the general public to give them information on how to spot a terrorist based on a number of suspicious behavior indicators. People at construction sites, electronic stores, beauty salons, airports, and other places were advised on what kind of behavior is consistent with domestic terrorism, and here are some of their recommendations. Beauty salons and drug stores are told to watch out for customers who don't drive themselves but are dropped off and picked up by someone else. Well, if you're elderly and you need a ride, you might be a terrorist. Gas station attendants are told to look out for customers who put gas in gas cans. If you run out of gas, you might be a terrorist. Construction sites are advised to consider glued locks as evidence of terrorism. Definitely not a prank pulled by unruly teenagers now. Dive boat shops are told to look out for customers who rent a boat for an extended amount of time. If you have too much fun on your rented boat, folks, you might be a terrorist. Electronic stores are advised to look out for those who purchase an assortment of electronic supplies. If you frequent Radio Shack or Fry's, well, I'm sorry, you might be a terrorist. Banks should be on the lookout for customers who deposit multiple checks or money orders. If you have more than one stream of income, well, you might be a terrorist. Hobby shops are told to keep an eye out for those who have an unusual interest in remote-controlled airplanes. If you're a hobbyist, well, you might be a terrorist. And let me throw Prepper in there, too. Okay, if you're buying extra food in case something happens, you could be a terrorist. If you're buying gold or silver, okay, and you're stashing that away, you could be a terrorist. Home improvement stores that are told to watch out for customers buying lots of watches or kitchen timers. If you're a chef, well, you might be a terrorist. They're also advised to be on the lookout for people buying pipe, especially in short lengths, or camouflage clothing. If you're a plumber or someone who lives in the South, well, sorry, but you might be a terrorist. Hotels and motels are told to look out for guests who have lots of luggage and for those who don't want cleaning ladies to come in and service their room. Now, folks, if you're a woman who values her privacy, well, sorry, but you might be a terrorist. My point here is that when you go in and you look in the FBI's list of what constitutes the possibility of terrorists, and I haven't even thrown everything in like the Ron Paul stickers or a Freedom to Fascism video in your car, or if you're, you know, anti-abortion, or a myriad of other things, okay, literally into the hundreds, it's more in tune of going in to find out if you're not a terrorist. Guess what? Everybody's a terrorist now. So if everybody's a terrorist, nobody's a terrorist. But that's not my point. My point is this. They're not looking around the world for radical Muslim extremists, okay? They are inventing these people. They are mercenaries. They are training these people, just like what has happened in southern Mindanao right now, where De Duarte is not going along with the drug running out of the Philippines. So they send ISIS in there, and they attack some people and cut off one of his police inspector's heads. That's what happened, all right, because De Duarte won't play ball with these people. Well, let me ask you a question, folks, and I'm going to open the phone lines, 800-313-9443. How many of you out there aren't playing ball with these people? In the medical psychology book, okay, if you have an objection to the government, and I can't remember, it's an associative disorder, you're mentally ill. If you don't believe everything the government says, you're mentally ill, and you could be a terrorist, so there's a psychological evaluation right there. Internet cafes are told to watch out for patrons who have more than one cell phone or who seem are seen switching out their SIM cards. If you have a business phone and a personal phone, well, sorry, but you might be a terrorist. Passengers and drivers on mass transportation are told to look out for people who have cameras or drawing pictures or writing things down. If you write down your grocery list while you're on a bus, you might be a terrorist. What is that old saying that Janet Napolitano said at Walmart?
If you see something, say something. If you see any of these things, folks, say something. You're going to get mobbed by a whole bunch of people in SWAT gear, okay, because you're writing down a grocery list. And I'm not exaggerating here, folks. And we see, I don't know about you, but I go driving down the road. If I see a person that is unfortunate enough to get pulled over for whatever reason, if they're there for more than 10 minutes, usually there's 2 to 3, sometimes 4 or 5 squad cars there. The backup to the backup to the backup to the backup. And my question is why? Why do they need this overkill of us? Well, go back to 1933. They delegated us as the enemy of the state. But it's getting worse now because the truth of the matter is, folks, we know who they're really after. They're after the truth. They want the truth buried. They don't want anything. William Colby and the other CIA director, those two said the same thing. They won't be satisfied until everything that the American people see on mainstream TV is a lie. That's when they're going to be happy. That two of those FBI directors quoted the same thing. They're not going to be happy until everybody is totally dumbed down. The problem is we are the beacon of light. We're the ones that are shining the light on the cockroaches that are scurrying underneath the cabinets. They don't like that, and they don't like us. Henceforth, we see our brothers and sisters that are in prison right now being held for no reason, no reason at all, because they can't handle the truth. Let's go to Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah. Have you ever seen that movie, Good Shepherd, about the CIA?
Who was in it, Ken?
Holy God, it plays the old spy movies.
Okay.
It's on YouTube.
Okay. No, I think I did. I think I saw it years ago. I'll write it down, though. Okay. I'll go take a look.
That's a good movie. And I'm waiting for number two.
Number two?
The second one, second edition. I'm waiting for it.
The second edition of what? The Good Shepherd?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He said it was three of them total, but I'm waiting for number two.
Oh, okay. No, there was a caller that called in and asked me if I'd seen that movie about Barry Seal, and I couldn't remember whether I did or not, but when I went in, I watched it again, and I'd seen it before. It was a good movie, though. But, no, I've got this one written down, Ken. I'll go take a look at it. I may have seen it.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. That's it? You're done? All right. Well, whatever. Anyway, let's see. Where was I? Okay, military surplus stores are told to look out for those who purchase a lot of meals ready to eat, i.e. preppers. If you're planning a camping trip, you might be a terrorist. They're looking for anything. And the point is, folks, that they can point at you for anything that you do, okay, and use it as an excuse. This is the kind of world we live in. And if I backtrack down the memory hole about 30, 40 years,
And Bob, you're out there, if you're still listening, you know this, okay, you can go back 40, none of this was going on. What happened to the days when Americans were the beacon of light for this whole country because we had our privacy? We had the right to privacy. We have no privacy anymore. We can't go from point A to point B without being tracked and traced, and probably not a word we say isn't tracked. Now, I will say this, Bob did tell me that since the 60s, they have been able to find or to point a finger or point a gadget or whatever, pick it up out of the air and hear anything you say anywhere on the planet. I didn't get into that too much with him, but that's just another little tidbit of something he shared with me. But, you know, if you're going to go rent a truck, folks, rental facilities, you know, like Ryder or U-Haul, they're told to look out for customers who ask how about a big particular truck, how much a particular truck is, or how much fuel it holds. If you have to move a lot of stuff to your new house, well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you might be a terrorist. The general public, just like the if you see something, say something with Janet Napolitano in the Walmart stores, the general public is advised to be suspect of anyone who seems to be overdressed for the weather. They have made the American people so paranoid and so politically correct. That's why people walk around with their heads down. They won't even look you in the eye anymore. They're afraid to. If you're cold, if you're overdressed for the weather, you're probably hiding something under your coat. So you might be a terrorist. Or, here we go again, anyone who is critical of U.S. foreign policy. Let me ask you a question, folks. How many of you out there are not critical of U.S. foreign policy? If any of you answered no, well, then you're a terrorist. You see what I mean? They can take anything they want and they can turn it around and make you look like a terrorist. Now, if you disagree with the current administration, that means you want to blow the government up, or government buildings and airplanes, as far as they're concerned. And you look at the people that are employing this or carrying out this stuff. These are the people that go in there and they're making these cushy incomes and they're trained to look for this stuff, okay? And it's just like Ammon said in the prisons. When he tries to bring it to the guards' attention, they all say, well, you know, I got to pay my mortgage. I need a job, blah, blah, blah. They don't take in consideration of what they're doing to their fellow human being. It's got to be, I've been in jail. I was in jail years ago. You know, I spent the night in jail, you know, a time or two in my life. And it's not fun. It's not a fun place to be. But these guys have been in there for 488 days. And what adds insult to injury is they've done nothing wrong. Then they have a parade of federal officers coming into the courtroom, you know, crying crocodile tears like they're fearing for their lives. Not one of those individuals that are in that prison or in waiting for their trial pointed a gun at anybody. And them wearing a gun was perfectly legal. So show me a law that they broke. They broke nothing. In most of these pamphlets that the FBI puts out, the people were advised to be suspect of anyone who pays with cash. If you pay with cash, okay, you're probably a terrorist. I don't know about you, but I pay everything with cash. I use a credit card very, very rarely. Well, and it's not even a credit card, it's a debit card, because I don't have credit cards. I won't use them. It's a trap. It's a trap designed by them. But guess what? If you don't use that trap, all right, and you've seen using cash, you could be a terrorist. If you have any missing fingers on your hands, change your appearance by shaving your beard, dyeing your hair, changing the style of your clothing, making comments about radical theology, or maybe you smell funny, okay? You know, and I agree, it would have been a lot easier and a lot cheaper to just say, or be suspect of anyone who is human and not wearing a government uniform. That would be the easiest thing to do. Because when you go in there and read all this stuff, and I haven't even read it all, folks, but I'm talking about there's literally hundreds of them in there, and this was suggested by, if I remember correctly, the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a story for another day. But the bottom line is that they have put all of this stuff out there because they're looking for the people that are awake. They're looking for the people that are telling the truth. If they have their way about it, this entire society will be a lie, an illusion. Phone lines are open. We're going to go to a break here in just a minute, and I'll have a few minutes left when I come back, but the phone lines are open if you want to call in with any comment. 800-313-9443. If you didn't see John's show today, folks, go back and pull up the archive and watch it, because this all ties in together. They're making their move. John mentioned on his show today, it's getting very close. They're turning up the heat, and the reason they're turning the heat up is because they're being exposed. And I said on a few shows ago, something big is going to happen. It has to. They have to cover up their crimes. I mentioned to you that Seth Rich's reward is up to almost $250,000, and it's going to get bigger. Last break coming up. Be back in three. Again, 800-313-9443 is the telephone number. See you on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. You know, I've had people all the time ask me, you know, how come you don't go out much? Well, it's pretty difficult to go out, and let's put it this way. Let me rephrase it. I feel like an alien on another planet, okay? Because they're coming at us from all sides, folks. You know, this politically correctness, which I'm going to do a program here
maybe later this week or maybe the first part of next week, on what's happening in the colleges. And, you know, this bloody head that this comedian was carrying, which she got ostracized and vilified for, and good that she did, you know, that's just the attitude of these people. But, you know, the latest with this political correctness, you know, the latest sin, they're coming up with all these buzzwords, and this is up on Republic Broadcasting Network, cultural appropriation. Now, this is another liberal buzzword that you may be hearing more of in the coming days. You may not know what it is, but it was used to force a small business in Portland, Oregon, to close. Callie Wilgus and Liz L.C. Connolly are two millennial friends who traveled to Baja, California on vacation and discovered what they thought were the best burritos they had ever had. So with a little experimentation and reverse engineering, the two women started a little business in their hometown of Portland they called Kook's Burritos. But when they told their story to a local paper, social media trolls accused them of cultural appropriation, which forced the business to close. Wilgus and Connolly are white, and their accusers say they appropriated Mexican culture for profit. Now, the controversy has gone viral with numerous news stories, and Abraham Hamilton III of the American Family Association says political correctness has gotten out of hand, and he's right, it has. They're doing this deliberately, folks, because they're making us normally, and I'm one of these guilty parties, I just open my mouth and stuff comes out, you know, but they're trying to force us into a situation where we don't say anything, which is happening to a lot of people out there out of fear, and they use that, but people, before they respond to anything, they will think first, okay? Normally longer than normal, they have to think about whether whatever they say is going to offend somebody. The question is, how can we maintain this great experiment that is America, that is built on a free exchange of ideas, if you're only allowed to participate in the free exchange of ideas if you have the politically correct idea? Now, many of these news reports about this suggest that only white people can be guilty of cultural appropriation, such as when they wear dreadlocks or use slang associated with black culture or wear Indian jewelry. A news story about the demise of Kook's shows up on a news feed that is displayed in the city of Portland's Office of Equity and Human Rights website. I'm extremely concerned about this because you literally have a government entity implying you cannot operate a business because of your skin color. It's a literal antithesis of what Dr. Martin Luther King fought for. And basically, and again, I want to remind people, just think about this as I close the show out tonight, folks. 40 years ago, 50 years ago, this was nowhere. This is by design. This is by these think tanks that are up in Washington and other places in the secluded mountains, wherever they go, to think this stuff up to further demean us and take our liberties from us. Okay, we're out of time. I hear the music coming up. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Hope you got something out of this. And again, if you didn't hear John's show today, go back in and listen to the archives. It was just a barn burner, folks. Anyway, good night. See you tomorrow night. Don't know what I'm going to talk about yet, but I guarantee you stuff will come out of my mouth again. Have a good one. Bye. And I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, because I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.